Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSharan and the Drush HaShmini, and the Mosad HaRav Kooks were on page Resh Tzadi Gimel. So last time we were talking about the idea that you can reach much higher levels of Torah knowledge just by being around a big gadol. Just like we had with Moshe, when Moshe got Nevuah, it spread over to the people near him. And that's true with all Nevi'im. Their Nevuah can spread over to people who aren't as deserving as them, like it happened with Moshe. So too, with Chachma, with Torah, if you're learning from a great tzaddik, so the Kedusha that he has, so the Torah can flow through him to you, the Kedusha that he can receive can come to you, even if you're not on his level, your level of Torah can rise just by learning from him. And that was the story he told us. The Gemara quoted us about Rebbe Meir, Rebbe, who said, "Had I seen Rebbe from the front, that would have been greater. And the reason why I'm greater than all my friends is because I saw Rebbe from the back." And just by having a connection to a great Talmud Chacham raises your spiritual level in the sense that you can get higher levels of Torah knowledge. Okay, Lefi Daiti says around according to the way I see it, Shezehaya Inin Elisha Im Eliyahu. This is a story about Elisha with Elio. Shenamar v'hika Avram v'Elio Amar El Elisha. This is right before Eliyahu went up to Shemayim. So they were going, and Eliyahu says to Elisha, Sha'al ma'as elach b'terem elakach me'imach. Eliyahu says, ask me for something, Elisha, that you might need before I go. V'yomer Elisha. Elisha says, V'yihi na pishnayim beruchacha elai. He says, I want to be double as great as you, in terms of the level of Nevuah. Hayomer hikshesen lishol. So Eliyahu says, you asked a tough one. I don't know if I could help you with that. But, im tiro si lo kech mi itcha yihi lach kein vim ayin lo yiyah. He says, if you see when they take me, then you can have it. When they take me up to Shemayim, if you're there and see it, you might get that level, but otherwise you won't. The inyan, so the Ran says, the idea is, kipshuta kamashmo, exactly like it sounds like. Sheheshev, Eliyahu le Elisha, Eliyahu said back to Elisha, Kshesu, so he asked the tough one, Ki acharish ata olul mimenu mushba bem tzausi, because you're getting from me, I'm the Rebbe, you're the Talmud, you get the Kedusha from me, I efshe shetala le madrega yosim mi madregasi, so you can't get on a higher level for me, because you're coming from me, Ki olul yitzchazek yosim me'ila, the receiver will not be greater than the source of the hashba, the source of the ruchnius. Avalim tira osi lo kech mitcha, but if you see me when they take me up to Shamayim, shetia sham be'eshi yimashech hashefa alai, yosri b'mashu nimshach hayom, if you're there with me when I go up to Shamayim, which obviously will be a very holy thing, and a great spirit of holiness will descend at that time, v'zeo be'es asher eye lo kech mitcha, at the time when I take it from you and I go up to Shamayim, she'ein sabek says around, there's no doubt, she'be'es ahi nis'al Eliyahu alachatz kamev v'kamev mashahayi batchila, Eliyahu at that moment when he went up to Shamayim, his level of ruchnius went up a zillion times. His body and soul came out like an angel. If you see me at that time, Eliyahu says, so then you'll get a shefa of nevuah through me. Then you'll get double what I have today, because at that time I'll be on a much higher level than I am now. So then you'll get from that, and then you'll be double on the level of what I am today. Through the great lofty level I will reach at that time, you can get from it. And if you're not there, then you won't get it. Because if your ruchnius is coming through me, you can't get higher than that, unless you'll be with me when I get a higher level shefa. Because if you're with me at that time, you'll get from me more than what you're currently worthy of getting. So once I get that higher level, it'll come to you, even though you're not the one going up to Shemayim, I am, but still, you'll get, it'll spread to you. Zehu Haya Indian Hakriya La Moshe Imaron Miriam Bishavik Vimash Pirashti, and this is what, as we explained last week, what happened, why Moshe had to be there when Hashem talked to Aaron and Miriam about the sin that they did, because Moshe, the Nevuah came suddenly, and that's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they couldn't have achieved that if Moshe wasn't around. But because he was there, it was able to spread to him that higher level of Nevuah. And this is the idea of the lowering of the level of Nevuah and Chachma, what we call Yiridas Hadaros, for every generation, because it's each one is coming from the guy before, so you can't get to be as high level, higher level than the person before you, because they're the source. The year Eliyon, and it seems to me, further says the Ran, Kim Lavadish Tatif Hanavim Hanavim Vachachim Hem Hachachim B'Toelas Kibel Hachachma Kimo Shepirashnu. Besides what I just told you, that when the Navi gets together with the Navi, or the Chacham gets together with the Chacham, that it raises that person's level by being with them. Yesh b'zeh inyan acher. There's another inyan. Vuhu, and that is, Shein tzafik, that there's no doubt, Shiroi shenamin shekemoshe b'vzman shebeis hamikdash kaim, that if it's pasha, it's clear that we need to believe that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, hayama'on hama'on hahu hamakudish, this special place, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, was a makum lachul shefa nevuah v'chachma, that nevuah and chachma came from there. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, there, if you were in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it was a place that you were more likely to get nevuah and wisdom. Ad shebe'em tzos ha-makom ahu ha-yashafi'a kol yishol. And because the Beis HaMikdash existed on this earth, so it spread to the whole Jewish people. So it wasn't just if you were in the Beis HaMikdash, well, presumably there, it was the highest level that you could get Nevuah and Chachma, right? And that's part of why we daven at the end of the Shemona Esrei, Hashem should give us back the Beis HaMikdash, Hussein Chalkeinu B'Zer HaSecha. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, the Kedusha that comes to the Beis HaMikdash, besides when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the highest level, but even it spreads, like the Ran says, it spreads to the whole Jewish people, that level of Kedusha that's there because the Beis HaMikdash is around. So the level of Nevuah, Kedusha we had when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it wasn't just in the Beis HaMikdash, it spread to the whole Jewish people. So just like that's true, Kein Roi Shiyu HaNaviyim VaChachamim VaChasidim Mukhanim LeKabel Shefa HaNavuah VaChachma Ad Shebe'em Tzu'usim Yushba HaShebahu HaKalim Mukhanim LeKal Bnei Dorim LeKach. So similarly, when there's a great tzaddik or Navi alive in the generation, just like he gets a high level of Nevuah or Chachma, so too everyone else in the generation that's fit to get it. I guess there's some baseline here, but if you have a super big tzaddik alive in your generation, because just like the Beis HaMikdash, when it's around, it gets the Kedusha and it spreads, so too, if there's a great tzaddik alive in your generation, the great Kedusha and Chachma and Nevuah and holiness that goes to that person, it can spread to everyone else as well. Everyone else can be on a higher level, again, if they're ready for it on some level. And the Ran says, Gam lo yishtat fo yimayim, even if you never met that gadol, even if you're not talking to him. Aval mitzad hi matzam bedorom sheim ba'atzmam ha-mikdash ha-makudash. Just because they're around in the generation, they themselves are exactly like having a Beis HaMikdash around. Unbelievable. We know the Gemara tells us when a Talmud Chacham dies, it's like Sreifas Beis HaLokin, it's like the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed again. That's the idea. Next time you go to a funeral of a gadol, you should know it's not just a loss to the people in his yeshiva, it's a loss to the whole Jewish world, because all of us can't get as high a level as we could have beforehand. The Ramban says, Kasub Sof Seder B'Haya Ekev, writes in the end of Ekev, V'yitachim V'anshe HaMayla HaZos. The Ramban is referring to, the Pasuk says, L'davka Bo, you should attach yourself to Hashem, and the Ramban talks about someone who is like a living malach. He looks like he is physically talking to people, but his head is always in holy thoughts, always as if he's standing in front of Hashem. So the Ramban says about that yitachin ban she'amayla zos, on such great people, sh'tiyah nafshem gam b'chayeyim t'ruah b'tzurah chayim, even when they're alive. In other words, when tzaddikim die, it says the nafshem t'ruah b'tzurah chayim, that they're by the kisya kavod, they're in a very holy place. It could be that there could be someone even not dead, someone alive, who's as if he's already under by the kisya kavod. Came ba'atzma ma'on l'shchina. They are just one big a chefta of kedusha, pure spirituality. They're physical, they're human, they have to eat and drink, and they talk to people, but they are so elevated, they become holy themselves. Kasher Ramas Sefer Kuzri like is into two in the Kuzri. It could be he's referring to, the Ran is saying, could be he's referring to what I'm talking about, which is the tzaddik that is so holy that his holiness spreads to the whole generation. I should say more than that. His holiness spreads to the whole generation, and in the sense that he's like a Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha spreads everywhere. So too, someone who is a very holy person, their Kedusha can spread everywhere. Okay, lefikach miyimatzi hanaviyim v'hacham v'hachasidim b'darosim yi hashef hashefei aleim. Therefore, when neviim or tzaddikim are around in a generation, so the shefa, the flow that comes to them, b'emtza usim efshesh yi hashefeya al kol hamuchanim b'bnei darim. So then, that shefa can spread to other people in the generation who are ready for it. Certainly, if you're actually their student and you're very close to them, so then certainly you get a higher level of kedusha by being around them and talking with them in ruchnius. And it's not just while these tzaddikim are around that you benefit from them. Even after they're dead, an incredible thing the Ran says. Even once they're dead, if you go to the place where they're buried, that special shefa, the special holiness that they had when they were alive, it's still with them in the grave, by their gravesite. If you physically walk to their gravesite, there's still somewhat left of that kedusha that you can tap into. Kiatz mosehem, their bones, asher kvar hoyu kelim lachul aleihem hashef eloki, that used to, while they were alive, used to get this special holy shefa from Hashem. Adai nishar behem min amayla v'akovat shiaspik l'chayotzi b'zeh. So it still retains some of that greatness. Therefore, Chazal tell us, that's why we go to Kivrei Tzadikim to daven. It's exactly why we go daven by Tzadikim. Because davening where Tzadikim are is more accepted by Hashem. Very important to point out, you're not davening to the Tzadik. That's an important thing. That might be a very big isser if someone does that. You don't go to the grave to say, Tzadik, please help out my grandmother. You're not davening to the tzaddik, that, right? Obviously, might be something very terrible. It might be a avodah zarah or derech el hamesim. Anyway, you're not supposed to do that. But you daven to Hashem near the tzaddik. Why on earth is that supposed to help? That's the Ran's telling you. When you're near to kedusha, so it spreads. Just like the kedusha still remains on the physical bones, it sounds like, of the tzaddik. So too, if you daven near there, that kedusha can spread, and then your tefillah can be more accepted. And why is that? Matzi Shem Gufas Hasher Chal Aleihem Kvar Hashef Eloki. Since there are bodies there that the Hashem's holiness was attached to, so therefore your tefillah may be more accepted. Ve'ein zeh min ha'tema. And it is not surprising. Ki hinei ra'inu she'amar Hashem Yisbarach l'Moshe. So now the Ran is going to bring you a similar idea where we find that something physical that became holy retains its holiness and is useful to physically have around. And that's the idea of the Mata, Moshe's Mata. And that's what we talk about now. Kinei Reinu, Shem Hashem Yisbarach L'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Zos, V'esa Mata Azeh Tikach B'yadecha, take that special Mata, Asher Tasebo Oso. Oso, so that's the one you're going to do the miracles with in Mitzrayim, right? When Hashem first met Moshe, said, take this stick, and that's what you can do the miracles with. Hinei Mata Azeh M'pnei Shehaya B'yado Shemoshe Ba'omda L'fnei Aseh, Because this stick, this staff, was in Moshe's hand when he stood before the burning bush, the chalalav min ha'inyan ha'eloki, and Moshe was obviously having a very holy thing there. He was getting nevuah. That burning bush, right, was status of nevuah. Moshe was talking to Hashem. Achna sebo'a usa rishon, that a miracle happened there, right? Moshe did the first miracles. They showed him. He put his hand in his head and his hand in his chest, and then he threw the stick down and. Right, so we had miracles there. Mipnei zeh, because of this, acharei zeh haya misayeya ba'asiyas osos acherim. So now that this staff was already used to make a miracle, like Hashem turns it into a snake, was already used to make a miracle, now it's going to be helpful to do future miracles. Shkala osos asher nasu b'mitzrayim tziva Hashem yisbarach shiasu ha'idei amate. All the miracles that Hashem was going to do in Mitzrayim, he said, use this stick. It wasn't just that the staff helped to do the miracle physically. The fact that it was there also, that in and of itself was helpful. The fact that just that it was there. This is a big important thing. When Hashem told Moshe to go to the rock, he said, "Kachas hamatev." Remember the rock that the water is supposed to come out of. Kachas hamatev. Akela seida atav Aaron achicha. Hashem says, "You go get the staff. Go bring the people around and bring Aaron, your brother. V'dibartim el ha'sela, you'll talk to the stone. Le'ineim, to their eyes. V'nasan me'ima, they'll give off its water. V'tzeselem ma'im in ha'sela, you'll take out water from the rock. V'shkitza sa'id v'espirim, and you'll feed, you'll give drink to the people and their animals. V'nebekan lotzi v'shiyaka b'sela klal. Hashem didn't command Moshe to hit the rock. Aval shidabri lov, rather to speak to it. Vim kolzeh, but still, Amar kachas hamata. Still, Hashem told Moshe to take the stick. Hine nira ki hi matze hamata sham hayumaseya basiyas anes. So you see that having the stick there was helped in making the miracle. V'achit b'moshe hayek ashehikis hasela v'chinu das rashi midivrei agada. And therefore the sin was hitting the rock when he should have talked to the rock, right? That's what we're all used to, like he quotes from Rashi, that the sin of Moshe was he hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. So the Ran is asking, if you'll wonder, why did Hashem say take this staff? There's no point in taking the staff if you're not supposed to hit it, if you're just supposed to talk to it. You could have left the staff at home. So the Ran's explaining to you the reason he needed the staff there is because this idea we keep saying, that once something becomes very holy, so having it around allows more holiness to happen. It exudes holiness. And when Hashem wants to make a miracle, so it takes less effort, kaviyochel. So the spirit, the ruchnius works better, and he would talk to the rock, it would come out. Having the staff there was helpful. Aval Ramban, the Ran says, the Ramban disagrees. Yachik says it doesn't make any sense. For the reason he just said, that's exactly the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban says, how could Rashi say the sin of Moshe was that he hit the rock when he should have talked to the rock? Why did Hashem say, take the staff, if there was no point? The Ramban says, he was supposed to hit the rock. Not like Rashi, he was supposed to hit the rock. Because why did Hashem say, take the staff, if he didn't mean to hit it? If he just wanted Moshe to talk to it, why'd he bring the stick at all? So that is exactly the Ramban's kasha, which is why he disagrees with Rashi. So the Ramban has different shatim over there of what, you know, he brings several different shatim he does like, doesn't like, about what the sin of Moshe was. One of them was, he said, he didn't say he should have said that Hashem would take it out, not that we will take it out. Whatever, the Ramban has a different issue, you know, what Moshe did wrong. But be that as it may, he disagrees with Rashi's pshat that it was because he didn't talk to it, because the Ramban seems to think he should have hit it, because that's why Hashem told him to take the staff. Says the Ran, "Be'emes kein ze kasha." That's no kasha. The Ramban's kasha not a kasha, like he just explained. Get commotion. It's darich lohodia shetnuos hamata. Hayu misayus basiyas hanisim af bishla hayu miteva mata v'lo miteva tnuos. Because he had to tell him that you need to always bring that staff because that helps you make the neis. So the staff helps the miracle happen. So that's why Moshe was told to take it, and Hashem had to tell him, take the staff with you, because you need the staff to make the neis. Okay, I think we'll hold it here, and we'll continue next time.